Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, December 20th. I'm Ray Graff. 'Twas a couple of days before Christmas, and all through the studio, nothing was stirring. Not even something that rhymes with stirring. It's one of my favorite shows of the year. This is the time we bring our friend Rocco DeFazio back for an old-fashioned Italian Christmas on Food Friday. Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy. Pull up a chair, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Italian Christmas food today, and Rocco DeFazio coming up on Food Friday after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Christmas Eve, it's a big deal for many Italian-American families. Meal often referred to as the Feast of the Seven Fishes. Now, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, whether you're Italian or not, you're bound to love some of the dishes you might find at an Italian Christmas Eve dinner. And thanks to a holiday wish come true, we have one of our favorite guests to talk about it. Rocco DeFazio opened DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizzeria in Troy in 1989. It has won numerous Best of awards from around the capital region for its unique pizza offerings and Italian fare. Rocco is an expert in Italian foods. His folks opened Troy mainstay DeFazio Imports in 1951. The number to call if you have a question about any kind of Italian food, it's 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You can also tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop or email voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Rocco, Merry Christmas. Welcome back to the show.
Buona Natale.
What does that mean?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, really?
Happy Holy Days. That's what I've been saying to people.
Happy Holy Days.
Happy Holy Days.
Very nice, man.
Holy Days.
I got you.
Holy.
I got you.
So first off, before we start the show.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard you with Deanna Fox last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she doesn't make pies for the holidays.
And I thought, you know, you almost dropped the F-bomb.
I did.
Yes, you did. You said freaking. I can't believe you freaking. Okay, so now then I'm listening.
I think anyone who knows me knows I never use that language.
Okay, good. So then I'm listening to you the other morning, and something mentioned pie, and I thought you were going to jump out of your chair.
Well, I do so like pie.
I guess I brought you a pie from Troy.
Oh, my gosh.
Blueberry.
Rock.
So there. So.
Oh, you got me a blueberry pie.
A blueberry pie.
You know what? My 17 children and my wife and I will thank you for this.
So he got you a blueberry pie.
Unfortunately, it's just enough for me. But thank
I thought so.
Thank you very much.
So I said, this guy's jonesing for a pie. I better bring him a pie.
I'm always ready for pie. So you all ready for Christmas?
I'm getting there.
Yeah? What's new at the shop?
Oh, everything is new. You know, things constantly evolve. We're getting closer to the final construction.
Oh, the new place.
Yep. We had a little environmental thing we had to take care of.
That's going to be huge. Now, you and I talked about this, 2 years ago?
Ray, when this started, I stood about 6'3". I weighed 195. Okay, now I'm about 5'9", and I'm about a portly 2 whatever.
All right.
Well, and I had a full head of hair.
It does cause some stress. But it's good. It'll be open eventually, maybe 2020.
I'm hoping I'll be able to see it when it's open. But no, it's moving. It's going to start moving now.
How many people?
I finally applied for a liquor license. My son said.
Oh, really?
We got to get a liquor. That's a good sign when you have to get a liquor license.
Well, I'll have to jot that down. Stop over to Rocco's. The number to call here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. How many people are going to be over at your house for Christmas?
Oh, my God. Well, Thanksgiving, we hit 35.
No, that's too many. Way too many.
Yeah. You know, my wife decided like 7-8 years ago to put a great room on the house. And I said, why? Well, so I can fill it up.
That's great.
You know?
Yeah.
So Christmas Eve won't be that many, but there'll be enough.
Christmas Eve and then Christmas morning will just be you guys?
Well, we have people over.
Yeah.
You know.
So you said 30, 28, 25? How many people? That's a lot.
There's a lot of people.
What are you going to cook?
Well, you know, Christmas Eve is the feast.
You got the seven fishes.
Well,
sometimes more than seven, though, right?
We've been through this. Last year, we hit 13.
Now, what's the? Now, I remember there's seven is significant because, and then 13.
Seven, 13, 12, the apostles, 13, you throw in Mary Magdalene at the table. I don't know.
She's an apostle without portfolio?
Well, she always hung around, the
right,
guys.
Right, okay. Right?
So she was there.
So 13 fishes this time. So you got the scungili?
The calamari.
Yeah.
The scallops, the shrimp.
I love the
scallops. The mussels, yeah. The oysters.
Yeah.
The haddock now we got to do.
What about the eels?
The eel. No eels.
No,
my grand. I told you about the eels in the bathtub.
Oh, yes. Yes, okay. Indeed.
Almost scared the bejesus out of Aunt Ann when she went in and all of a sudden two eels are poking their heads out of the,
well,
the
bathtub. They're fresh that way.
Oh, you got it. You got to be. Matter of fact, someone was in the store the other day. He said, Rocco, remember how you guys used to sell eels? I go, yeah. He said, remember you would get them frozen. You put them in a pot of, you know, cold water, and boom, they're back to life.
You know, that's so funny. We did our science forum yesterday, and Barbara Brabitz, who's the biologist, yeah. She was saying that frogs can literally, if a
you
pond
freeze
freezes, they yeah. will freeze, and then you...
Eels were the same way.
Amazing.
And they just come right back.
Now,
and so, no, I don't do the eels.
No eels.
Tuna, we do the tuna.
How do you do the tuna?
Well, the salad.
Oh, you just do a salad?
Salad.
Yeah, you don't do steaks?
No.
Just do tuna
steaks. I'm going to do tuna steaks. But today we're here not to talk about the fish.
Okay, well, that's what's in the script.
Well, the script
so
is
this
wrong.
Is last year's
that's
script?
That's last year's script.
Jim. What are we doing
year,
today, then?
This year is what Italians eat Christmas Day.
Okay.
Which is totally different. I mean, because, you know,
you get to eat the meat.
Eat the meat, the
yeah.
carne.
Well,
so, man,
I'm with you there.
And we have.
What do you got?
So we're going to start with, we always start with soup.
Yeah, okay. And so this is standard soup. Looks like
no,
you got
it's not standard.
Well, come on. It's got some.
In Italian, it's called minestra.
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 What is that?
Greens and beans.
Okay. That's
with soppressata, sausage.
Oh, really?
Try
I
that.
Don't see any. Oh, now I see it.
Oh, yeah, bro.
And the soppressata is from the store, right? Where you have it hanging
yeah,
at
got
the
got it hanging, yeah. So
now, why do they hang this stuff at the stores?
To dry it.
Oh, really?
It's a dried cured meat. So try that. So when that, so you usually do a soup first.
Right.
Because, you know, Christmas Eve, everybody's drinking. Right after 12 o'clock, Mass is over with. It's a drunk fest. Okay.
I love this, by the way.
How good is that?
What's the green stuff?
Spinach. And you could do escarole.
Yeah.
I like spinach myself.
Yeah,
like
this is beautiful. And so you have the white beans,
the cannellini beans, yeah. Spinach, soppressata.
Very mild.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, it really is nice. Have some. Here,
and no,
ahead.
No. Jim will have some. So you have the soup because you're dehydrated from drinking all night.
Right.
Okay. And I told you how Christmas morning is at an Italian house.
Hungover?
My days. Well, it's like an Italian opera.
In what way?
Everybody is screaming and yelling at the top of their lungs.
Right.
And there's a woman dressed in black running around the house with a knife saying she's going to kill herself.
That's great,
that's
Rocco.
That's an Italian opera.
Thank
yes
you
or
for
no?
that. No, that sounds good.
So
you're off to a flying start. Well done.
So that's Christmas morning because you've got this huge feast you got to prepare.
Yeah.
And
but you'll start
nobody's
the,
helping out.
You'll start the day with this?
That's how you start.
Soup at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Not 7 o'clock. Well, you know what we really start with, Ray?
You have a drink.
I didn't bring it today because we got other drinks.
The egg and the vermouth? The
egg and the vermouth.
Which, by
and
the
you
way,
like that.
It's legendary around
it's
the
legendary.
Newsroom.
Yes, it's you know. Very nice.
Fact,
you got Jim to do it last time, right?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, he shot it.
I think so. And,
yeah.
And frankly, I'll be doing it at my house.
I know. It's a good tradition.
It's a great thing.
Get to line the kids up.
Well, the kids take bets to see if I'll throw up. It's quite amazing. Hey, let's take a break here. Rocco DeFazio is here. And it's Italian Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
We've just begun. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. We'll be right back. Some Christmas music from Chris Payson, who's a trumpet player from around here. That's from his Christmas album a couple of years ago. It's a Christmas from Italy with our buddy Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizza and Imports in Troy, New York. And as usual, Rocco DeFazio is doing good things for people. And what are you doing this time around?
Well, one of my great things that I feel I need to do is to help Joseph House in Troy.
Yep. And you've done this many years now.
Many years. We do the stickball tournament. But for Christmas especially, they take care of over 120 homeless children.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
And so I am, my parents used to say to me, to get what you want, you got to share what you have.
Yeah.
All the time. Share what you have. So we're giving away free gelato, our homemade gelato.
I've seen the machine. It's quite impressive.
I brought some today, too.
Did you really?
If people will bring these items for the homeless children, diapers, sizes 3 and up, sippy cups, twin sheets, socks, shoes, sneakers, towels, washcloths, crayons, coloring books, small pillows, personal hygiene products.
Any of those items?
Any of those items.
And where do people go?
You can bring it to the store,
yep.
Ask for Rocco,
yep.
And I trade gelato for...
That's amazing. And so how long is this going on?
As long as I have gelato.
Okay, so which presumably a long time.
Long time.
So DeFazio's is at
264
4th Street.
Between the two presidents, Washington and Adams.
Right, and we can find out more, I assume, on your social media or on your website.
We're going to tag this. We're going to put it up.
But, okay.
And I told you last year was one of the most beautiful things I ever saw.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to close up the store. Woman walks in with her three daughters. They each carrying two big bags. And she says to me, my girls heard you on the radio. They don't want Christmas gifts. Instead, the money, they want to get these items.
Yeah.
And I opened up the gelato case and said, help yourself.
Well, I mean, one of the problems is, Rocco, every time I go into the shop, we talk for about 3 hours. Yes. So if everyone who walks in ends up talking to Rocco, it'll be a long day. Go early in the day, I think.
Yes.
All right, let's grab one call, and then I want to find out a little more about how you made the greens and beans. But let's go to Angela in Saratoga. Angela. Hello, Angela.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I had a question. My mother always made the baklava and beans, and I never wrote down the recipe.
Baklava and beans?
So, yeah, like a soup.
Oh, yeah. No, I never had it with beans. Well,
is that this same soup?
It could be.
Yeah?
Yeah. Get your baklava. Make sure it's been... hydrated. My parents used to rinse it for 3 days.
What's baklava? Is that like baccarat?
Codfish.
Oh, it's fish.
Codfish. Baklava.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
I
think I played baklava over at the casino.
Baccarat.
Oh, that's right.
That's called baccarat.
Okay.
So, and what you do is the way she used to make it, made a very light sauce. With you could put beans in it, you could put some Kalamata olives in it, and then basically what you do, dear, is let the bakala, after it's been, all the salt is out of it, let it simmer in your sauce.
Let's see, can we hear Angela? No.
I think she always made it, like sauteed it with onions, and then added... the beans and the liquid from the beans. And I just wondered if there was, like, a version of it that you were aware of.
No, I never did.
So that sounds good.
No, I personally love it in sauce.
I bet.
Let it simmer in sauce.
All right.
Make a very light tomato sauce.
Angela, thank you very much for the call. You know, Rocco, you can't see Zach the engineer, but when people are on speakerphone, Zach looks like someone's stabbing him in the head. He just gets that look, and Angela's call was fine, but it's better if you're not on speakerphone. But if you're driving, you got to be on speakerphone, and Zach will deal with it. But I got to tell you, Rocco, it's as entertaining as anything you can see on TV.
I love the beard, Ray, too.
Oh, yeah,
I like the
full beard?
Yeah, I like
that. Got that when we were up in Maine.
I like that.
I stopped shaving. I thought I would look like Hemingway for a while.
You do a little bit.
But I'll stop. I'll go back
if
to
If I squint real hard, you look like George Clooney.
George Clooney?
If I squint real hard.
What have you been hitting before the show? I'll tell you that. All right, so let's get back now. And by the way, if you have a question for Rocco, 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. Before we get to anything else,
the greens and beans.
Tell us about how you make the greens and beans.
Okay, greens and beans. Very simple. First, you in a frying pan, deep frying pan, some oil, some onions, a little garlic. After that, throw in some salami, soppressata, little pepperoni, some sausage.
Yeah.
Let it simmer.
For then, how long?
10, 15 minutes.
Oh, not all day.
No.
Gotcha.
All day comes. So then what you do is get vegetable broth.
Vegetable broth?
Yes, vegetable broth.
Okay.
And then some French onion soup.
Ah, a can or the mix?
No, the can.
Okay.
Put it in, let it simmer, okay, with the meat and... Then when you're then get your spinach, throw it in, okay. With the onion soup,
gotcha.
Let it simmer, and then your cannellini beans, okay. Make sure you rinse them, throw them in,
yeah,
and then let that simmer.
For how long?
An hour.
Really? And then it's ready to go?
It's ready to go.
But that doesn't taste like onion soup to me. You drain the onion soup?
French onion soup.
Yeah, I know what French onion soup is.
There's French onion soup in that.
Nah, I'm not tasting it. I taste the spinach. I taste the beans. I taste the
How does it taste?
I love it.
Well, that's all you got to know.
Rocco, the last time you were here, you were on a vegan kick.
Oh, I'm a closet vegan.
Okay, but do you still eat the meat?
Occasionally.
I mean, Christmas, you said yourself, you're going to break out the meat.
Well, I got my vegan lasagna here.
Oh, you do?
I got a vegan lasagna.
Oh, so let's talk about that first. The number here is 800.
No, we got other stuff to talk about.
All right, well, you're in charge, clearly. I've lost control once again. 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio is our guest. All right, what do you want to talk about
first? Okay, next, after the soup.
Right.
And then we've got to go in order.
What time is the soup? What time are you going to...
12 o'clock.
Oh, that's lunch.
Well, let's start at lunch.
All right, fair enough.
Because in the morning, it's... You're hungover from the night before.
You got the egg and the vermouth.
Egg and vermouth.
You sit down. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So now, salad.
Okay. That's a salad and looks like, okay.
Try it.
Hang on. Let me see if I can identify anything in the salad. Well, the greens, obviously, that's a...
Greens.
It's some kind of a green.
Yeah.
Then you got these purple and white things that I have no idea what the hell that is.
It is blueberry goat cheese.
I'm sorry? Say it again.
Blueberry goat cheese.
Okay.
And some amarena cherries.
Really? You got the cherries in there?
Try the cherries.
All right. All right.
And then grilled sausage, which I hit with a balsamic glaze.
Now, these are meatballs. But
sausage
balls. Oh, can't go wrong with that, right? All right, Rocco, keep talking for a minute while I have a bite of this.
So that is a dish I was motivated to make. And I told you, I took a private cooking class. Only 25 people were invited to take a special cooking class with Lydia Bastianovich in New York City. And it was an amazing experience. And you know how they say you don't want to meet your heroes because they will disappoint?
Mm-hmm.
She did not disappoint. You like
keep,
that?
Keep talking.
And she was really spectacular. And her whole class went on for about 3 hours. Was all about using amarena cherries.
Rocco, this is this is literally amazing. I mean, you learned this from her, from Lydia?
Yes, from Lydia.
So, the goat cheese with the blueberries on it.
Yeah.
How do you buy that or will you make that?
I make everything, right? You know that.
Explain how you do this because it looks beautiful. I mean, it's chunks of the cheese with the blueberries around it, and it looks like it's not an easy preparation there.
No.
Well, tell me.
Well, you buy goat cheese.
Right.
Already made.
I didn't expect that you were making your own goat cheese.
I'm not making my own
not
goat
yet,
cheese. I don't have the goats in the back like my father did and my grandfather back in Calabria.
Right.
And they used to make their own goat cheese.
Right.
But I don't have enough time.
Okay.
Then you get blueberries. Okay. Let them simmer a little bit.
And you roll it?
You roll it in.
Amazing.
Right? That's all, bro.
Okay, man. So you got the cherries. You got
Amarena cherries. Key. Did you like them?
I love them. Are they the ones in the jar?
In the jar.
I've had those.
Yeah, I gave them to you.
They're, yeah. I would eat them out of the jar. That's how much I like them.
They're incredible.
But they're really good in this because you have the sort of the saltiness.
Yes.
Mixed with
the sweet.
The tartness of the cherries and the.
That's Lydia.
That's good food.
And I'll tell you, and I told Lydia this when I met her. I said, my mother was an incredible cook from Naples. When she would watch TV, the little bit she did watch, she would always want to watch
Lydia.
Because she would say to me, now that woman knows how to cook.
Yeah.
And she thought those other people were all frauds.
Oh, really? Do you want to name names? No, don't do that.
I don't. But you know what I mean. The FN Network. Food Network.
I'm sorry, the what?
The FN Network.
All right, don't. You know what? Just leave it alone. Zach, the engineer, you got his attention again. Don't do that.
No, they're frauds. Lydia's the real deal.
Okay.
She told me she cooked for two popes.
Yeah?
When the popes
at the same time?
Right. When the popes came to New York City, they asked her to cook for them.
Really?
I swear.
First of all, how did you get to be one of the 25?
I know people.
So she invited you. It wasn't like, hey, here's a couple of Jacksons, Lydia. I'm in?
Oh, no.
No?
Rocco, don't do that.
Rocco, the sausage meatballs are amazing, too.
Aren't they?
Explain.
My homemade sausage.
Yeah,
which I
it's
make.
Fairly mild.
Oh, the hot ones would have been, but I don't know how you are with
hot. Oh, I love you know that.
Oh, I'll make a hot one.
Germanic stock, I start sweating. Yes. It's very, you've seen it with the Fra
Diavolo. I don't want to drop another name, but when Joe Girardi came and ate at the restaurant,
yeah,
I made that salad, and he goes, for the past 25 years, I've eaten the best Italian restaurants from Boston to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Never tasted sausage like that.
I love it. I mean, I really do. And the thing is—
because I make it fresh like four times a week. So I just roll the meat after I mix it and grind it.
Yeah.
Put it in a wood-fired oven for 4 minutes so it sears it. Hit it with a little balsamic vinegar.
You don't fry it?
I don't like fried food.
What?
No, I'm not a big fry guy.
All right. Listen, let's take a call here, and then we'll get back to Joe Girardi, who is now, his name shall not be mentioned on this program. 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio is our guest. Pasquale in Red Hook, you're on.
Hey, Rocco, how are you?
Oh, my God. Patsy Linguini.
Patsy Linguini.
Buon Natale.
You got a question.
So how are you? I see you have a picture there on the website of WAMC, and you're looking good. You got a pizza in your hand.
Well,
you guys go back?
Oh, Patsy's the best.
Yeah?
He's the best. Love this guy.
All right.
His wife and daughter, I don't know how they put up with him. Yes or no?
They say the same thing about me.
Yes, because they're saints.
So what are you doing for Christmas Eve, Pasquale?
For the first time ever, we're going out to eat.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going to go? Don't tell us where you're going, but is it going to be standard traditional fare? Or are you going to go, you know, like Jack in the Box?
No, it's standard traditional fare. It's an Italian restaurant.
Yep.
Of course.
It's not up in Troy, unfortunately. I'm waiting for him to open the big restaurant.
Oh, my God. You too.
Well, I hope you have a great Christmas, man. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it very much.
He's the best.
You go way back with him, huh?
Vietnam vet.
Yep.
Lost a limb.
Yeah.
Tet offensive.
And you call him Patsy Linguini. That's a good name. That's a good name.
You know what his motto is?
No.
No excuses.
I like it. Our guest today is Rocco DeFazio. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. So this dish you got from Lydia. Outstanding. Joe Girardi had it. Joe Girardi, once a very valued person. He was a Yankee manager. Now
he's with the enemy.
He manages the hated Phils now. So from now on, don't talk about Joe.
Okay, so that is, I'm glad, because Lydia was, and then I also got to meet Umberto Fabri. Umberto Fabri is an Italian culinary legend.
Yeah.
Because it's his family who started Fabri in 1905. Mm-hmm. They're in 170 countries, Amarena ingredients.
Yeah.
And I'm standing next to him at Eataly, and he says to me, "Oh, my God, Rocco, isn't this wonderful? Are you enjoying yourself?" And I said, "Yeah, Mr. Fabri." He goes, "Oh, no, no, don't call me Mr. Fabri. Call me Umberto."
Pretty cool.
No, this guy's the real deal.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, this is a great dish, and frankly, I'm going to hold it up for the cameras if anyone's looking online.
There don't you love the goat cheese?
I love the goat
and
cheese.
And the cherries?
The combination of tastes. That's why it took me a while to chew, because I put it all in one forkful and tasted it all at once while you were talking. What else you got?
Okay, now these are, because I know you're a meatball maven.
Yes, I am, sir. I love the meatballs.
So yeah. When I was told I needed to come here, I upped my meatball.
Wait, how can you do that? They were great. They're great all the time.
How about Parma prosciutto?
What are you talking about?
Try it.
Explain.
You know what Parma prosciutto is?
Well, it's
prosciutto. I know what prosciutto is. It's the highest grade of prosciutto.
Sure.
So normally my meatballs are pork and beef.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
So I eliminated the pork and substituted $29.95.
Thank you for telling me the price.
Parma prosciutto.
Wow.
Try that.
All right.
With a little ricotta.
Now you got to talk, because I can't chew and talk at the same time.
That is my meatball recipe, but the two ingredients are ground chuck and Parma prosciutto.
Wow. And with the cheese, I mean.
With the little ricotta.
Oh, perfect.
Isn't that nice?
It would be good if it was hot. You should make sure it's warm next time.
My God. You know how cold it is outside?
No, it's great. It's super delicious. God. Let's go back to the, you know what? You're going to put that on pizzas?
Parma prosciutto?
Yeah, man. Put that on there.
This is the way I want to serve it, like this, with the ricotta.
You know, I would pay extra for pizza like that.
Oh, my God.
You know
okay.
What I'm saying? All
okay.
Right, let's go to Michael in the Catskills. Michael, you're on.
Hey, Joe, this is Michael, and I just wanted to say, you know, I listened to your show last year.
Oh, nice.
The same program, and you never know who you reach and what happens with it. So for Christmas gift for my three kids and their spouses last year, Christmas morning, they opened it, and it was $20 for each one of them.
Yeah.
But what it was I said, this is what we're going to do. I heard about this homeless shelter in Troy, and we're going to go up and we're going to do dinner up there. So it was either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. They pooled their money, and we went up and we made baked ziti and meatballs and dessert and salad. And my daughter-in-law actually found out how many kids were up there and got backpacks with school supplies for
nice.
Them.
Look at that.
And that was all because of your show.
Thank
so
you.
So I just wanted to let you know that you reach a lot of people.
That's a great
and
story.
Great people, great listeners. WAMC, and I'm not just saying this, have great listeners.
Well, that's a terrific story, man.
Thank you.
It was a great story that I was...
I think we lost him there.
It's like, oh,
Bad signal, Michael, but thank you and happy holidays, sir. We appreciate it very much.
Isn't that nice?
That's incredible. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. And Rocco DeFazio's here. It's an Italian Christmas. And we'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more calls. I like that record. That is, again, Chris Payson and Friends, and it's a nice Christmas album from a local jazz guy, regional jazz guy, who really can play the trumpet, and nice arrangements on that record. We are joined today, as we are every year at this time, by our buddy Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's in Troy. We're doing a traditional Italian Christmas. The meatballs are off the charts. The thing that you learned from Lydia is off the charts, the salad. and the soup. You've done very well so far.
I'm 3 for 3.
Now, before we get back to the food,
let's bat in 1,000.
Let's remind and made Joe Girardi's Phillies bat 0-0-0. Let's go back to just for a moment what you are doing for the holidays.
For the homeless children at Joseph House.
Yeah.
Again, I asked the people at Joseph House what I, you know, because people would bring me toys and I go, so I asked, what are the items you need?
Yeah.
And they said, Rocco, these are the items these children need. Diapers, sizes 3 and up, sippy cups, twin bed sheets, socks, shoes, sneakers, towels, washcloths. Like you would never think of washcloth.
No, it's important stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
Personal hygiene products, which you don't think about.
Yep. It's vital.
Because a lot of these times these kids have to bolt from a house right away.
Yep.
Right?
I hear you, man.
Small pillows, crayons and coloring books.
Okay. And so how do people donate this stuff?
You could either bring it to Joseph House, but if you bring it to Rocco, you get free gelato.
And if you've never, we did the gelato show some
How
years
good
ago.
Is that,
you
bro?
Got this super machine straight from Italy, right?
The Ferrari of gelato makers.
And you actually, one day I was there and I went back and checked it out. It's nicer than my car.
It's more expensive than your car, believe me.
And DeFazio's is at 266 4th Street in Troy, and this is going on indefinitely?
Until I run out of gelato.
That'll never happen.
That'll never happen.
Before we get back to the phones, let's take this email from Matt and Sullivan. Hi, if Rocco doesn't like fried food, how does he make calamari?
Aha! Aha! Well, you know, Christmas Eve I will indulge in it.
Yeah.
But I'm not, I'd rather bake fish, you know.
Well, it's funny. Now, these sausage meatballs that are in the
salad.
They
were fried. They were put in a wood-fired oven.
They have the same texture as a fried.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Without the oil.
Yeah. But right? I like the oil.
But I'll indulge in the calamari. I'm not addicted to it. I don't go out and eat fried food a lot.
Yeah.
But for the holidays, I will indulge.
Hey, next year, before Christmas, let's you and me get a little boat and go out and get some eels right out of the Hudson. What do you think? You and me?
You probably could.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551. John in Hyde Park. John, you're on.
Hey, Ray, it's me, John Fisher.
Hey, John, how you doing? Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. So I was just wondering if Rocco's ever heard of the Rossies dynasty down here in Poughkeepsie.
The Rossies.
Rossies Deli, Rossies Rosticceria.
Best
sandwich in the area.
Really? I think Patsy's from that way. I think he mentioned it to me.
But you've told me stories, John.
If you ever get down here.
Yeah, about that.
If you ever get down here, come to the culinary. I'll give you a tour, and then I'll buy you a sandwich at
Ross. I will definitely jump on that.
Now, Rocco, do you know John Fisher from Culinary Institute?
No. Can I bring Ray?
Well, I don't know.
Now, before you go, John.
I would love to meet you, John. I love the culinary. I took a class there.
What was the class?
Catering class.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, years ago.
Well, John Fisher, one of his specialties is mixing drinks.
Oh, and I'm all about that.
Please tell him about the drink that we love on this program.
Oh, yeah, the egg and the...
Yeah, tell him about it. Oh. He can do this at his house.
Oh,
John,
I heard about this. I heard about this last year, and it terrified me. Oh,
okay, that's it. The next time I see you, we're going to do this, John.
We shoot him. My mother would give it to me. I'd be like 6 years old, and Rocco, you got to go to school.
Yeah, you can't do that now, right, Rocco?
And don't forget your camels.
Right. So
Well, I am an honorary Italian. I worked in 3 different Italian restaurants in the city.
Wow.
So I worked at Campania, and I worked for Paolo Maracino,
nice.
Who actually Lydia used to get pasta recipes from Paolo Maracino.
Really? Did you ever meet Lydia?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a couple of times.
Nice woman.
Yeah.
All right.
My last name might be Fisher, but I was raised Roman Catholic, and I was an altar boy, so I'm an honorary Italian.
Oh, the altar boy.
All right, man.
Drinking the wine.
John, this salad, though, with the sausage and the goat cheese and the blueberry, it's really good. You got to try it.
Yeah, I want the recipe. I'll get it from the website.
And the prosciutto meatballs. You ever hear of those, John?
Oh, yeah.
The
We used to make those at Campania.
Right.
Yeah.
Parma
prosciutto. At Campania.
Yep.
All right. Good stuff.
Hey, John, have a great holiday to you and yours. And
stop in at Troy. Go see us. Come and see us sometime.
We'll talk to you soon. 800-348-2551 is the number. Before we get to the next call, what else you got there, buddy?
Okay, we did. Okay, now.
Oh, look at that.
A vegan lasagna.
Okay, this is now, let the record show, this is the first, it's 2:46. It's the first time Rocco has said the word vegan. He says it with real relish. The last couple of years, you know, you have a son who's a hardcore vegan.
Voodoo vegan.
Now it's a voodoo
vegan.
He
went from Al-Qaeda to voodoo.
And so you have embraced vegan cooking,
and you're
darn good at it.
I try.
This is vegan. All right, while I have a bite, explain this vegan lasagna.
The noodles are a spinach, organic spinach vegan noodle, semolina and olive oil. You like that?
Yeah, keep going.
The instead of ricotta cheese, I make a vegan bechamel.
Okay, and how do you go about doing that?
Vegan bechamel is very simple. You vegan butter, okay, flour, and you melt the butter, start adding your flour, and you get kind of a roux, and then you slowly add coconut milk.
Ah.
And it gets creamy.
It has an authentic taste. And of course, with the sauce, you cannot go wrong.
And the sauce is 100% vegan.
So good. So that's a winner. And that's actually a hearty, a very filling.
Very filling.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, would you serve that on Christmas Day as well? Would you have that on the side?
Lasagna is like one of the premier dishes in a – 9 out of 10 Italians will tell you when they were growing up, grandma made lasagna.
See, now,
because you can feed so many people with it and you can make it a couple days ahead.
My mother would make lasagna too.
Yeah.
No Italian blood, zero.
That's all right.
But she made very good lasagna.
Nice.
But she had sausage and she had meatballs and she had all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you could layer it with all that or you could lay with different vegetables.
I always joke, you know, I always need Alka-Seltzer after the good Italian food. And the lasagna,
lasagna
so rich.
Like big mainstay for Christmas.
All right, we'll jump back on the phones in a moment here. 800-348-2551. Had a question from Bill. Thanks for the awesome local music being shared. What's the name of the artist? And that's Chris Payson. And that's P-A-S-I-N. He plays locally and with top shelf musicians. It's a great Christmas album. You can find it. Let's go back to the phones. And Mary in Pattersonville, you're on.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm getting hungry listening to your show.
Ah, nice.
I was listening to the show last week when Rocco called in and asked the guest about wine cookies.
Yeah, Deanna Fox.
I said, geez, I looked in my mother's Good Housekeeping cookbook, and there was under drop cookies, almond wine, they call them biscuits, but they're cookies. And I didn't know if you had the recipe, and if you didn't, I'd send it to you.
Oh, my gosh. He has better than the recipe. He has them here.
I made them.
Okay.
We just haven't gotten to that yet.
We're going to get to that.
Why don't you do it right now? Or is it not good to do it right now?
No, it's not. It's all in the timing.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, Mary. He can't talk about it now. Apparently, it's classified.
Okay. Not to worry. I'll hang up and listen to the show.
Okay. When we get to that part of the show, Mary.
Well, we only have 8 minutes left. I mean, Mary, I apologize that Rocco is a little regimented. I'm sorry about this, but if you can hang in there a few more minutes, he'll be. Have a great holiday
you
season.
Listen to the end of the show.
All right, what's next then, boss? Why don't you tell me?
Well, you just tasted
it. It's great. The vegan chocolate cherry gelato.
Thank you. How did you like that?
It's great. Why did you stop? Yeah, that's 100% great.
100% vegan.
It's fantastic.
And that's another motivation from Lydia, because she made at that cooking class a chocolate mousse with amarena cherry.
Is that a mousse and not a gelato?
I think it tastes like a mousse.
Right. It's really
good.
But
it's gelato.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Isn't it great? And the amaretto, did you dig a cherry out of it?
I did not dig a cherry out of
it. Dig a cherry
out. I used a fork.
Dig a cherry out.
We'll do it after the show, all right?
All right.
We only have a little time left here.
Oh, my God. Isn't this a two-hour show?
No, it's not a two-hour show. And can we take another call, or is that all right with you? All right, let's take another call then. Rocco DeFazio's here. Arlene and Gilderland, you're on.
Oh, that's great, because I really need an answer to this question.
Okay.
All right, ready? I have 25 people coming for Christmas Eve dinner, and we're doing the calamari tomato sauce made by my 89-year-old aunt.
God bless her.
Absolutely. But is there any way I can start cooking the spaghetti ahead of time so it's not a mad rush at the very end to get the spaghetti out and the sauce out and all that? Without it getting all sticky and rubbery?
That's vulcanized.
That's the thing with spaghetti. It does tend to cling more. Put a little olive oil, but you have to keep it. You can't make pasta today unless you use like a penne or a rigatoni.
You could heat that up without an issue.
Oh, spaghetti, linguine, those things, once they hold.
Right. They stick together. They're good. Well, now, if you throw it back in the sauce, will they loosen up?
A little bit, but it's not the same. It's not the same.
No, it really isn't.
No. Use a penne. Use a rigatoni. They're great.
I don't know if they're going to let me, but I'll try.
Oh, you're the cook.
That's right. You're in charge.
You're in charge.
You and Rocco apparently are in charge.
We're in charge here.
Well, thanks a lot. Have a great holiday, and we appreciate the call. I'm in charge of nothing. What do you got there?
Come on. We got to do the wine cookies before the end of the
show. All right. Well, let's see. We got about 5 minutes here. We'll take a call in a minute. You got some port. I love port.
I knew you loved port.
Do you want a little sip of
port? No, that's fine. I got to drive.
Well, I have to drive in about an hour and a half. All right. I'll just take a little sip.
And then grab a...
All right. While I'm doing that...
Umbriacella.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Umbriacella cookies. All means right. Drunken cookie in Italian.
All right. Now, of course, you know. What do I know? I said, you walked in. I said, oh, you brought donuts. But they're not donuts. Tell us about these.
Okay. Very simple recipe. There's no eggs. It's just flour, baking soda, olive oil, wine, and
you just make the dough. Roll them into little donut shapes.
Got to dunk them though.
You got to dunk it. Say something, Rocco. I'm chewing. Come on, man.
I'm watching the other night. We talked about this earlier. The Irishman, and all through the movie, they're dunking Italian bread in wine. And I asked about six people I grew up with in my neighborhood. I said, did you ever see anyone get Italian bread and dunk it in wine?
And what'd they say?
Never.
Really?
But we used to dunk cookies, wine cookies in wine.
I got to say, it's a good combo, especially with the port. Now, these are fairly dry.
Port. Oh, they got to be dry.
Yeah.
I would make them. That's the first batch we ever made. I thought they came out. Scale of 10, I'd say about a 7.5
to an
8.
Do you want one?
I had too many already.
Why is it every time you come on the show, I'm the only one eating?
Because you...
You're the only one talking, and I'm the only one eating.
So, do you like it?
I love it.
So, and that's made with port wine. Very simple, tailored, nothing expensive.
No, you got to get the tawny port now. You got to go up, tawny. You ever had the tawny port?
No.
Okay, so it can get a little pricey. But, you get a little older,
right.
a tawny port. It has less sweetness.
Oh.
I think it would go very well with
this.
Yeah.
Well, those cookies, but you like the cookies.
Oh, I love the cookies.
Dip it and eat it.
You know what? You take it over to the Golden Corral, dip it in the chocolate fountain there, right? Yeah?
No.
Am I right?
No, Golden Corral.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. Charles in Albany. Charles, you're on.
Oh, great. Frequent visitors to the restaurant, my wife and I.
Oh, thank you.
Love the food. Pizza's great. We had never, ever, until the last time we went, tried the rum cake. And my wife and I just about collapsed.
Yeah.
It was so tremendous. We tried making one for Thanksgiving, which turned out to have way too much rum in it.
Oh, yeah.
I understand in talking with the wait staff there that it's a combination of ingredients, Grand Marnier and so on and so forth. Is that something you share on the website or no?
Oh, no.
Really?
No, we don't share that.
Some time ago on one of these shows, didn't you bring a drunken wedding cake?
Drunken wedding cake.
No, it was a drunk something drunken cake.
Oh, was that? I think it was that cake.
The same cake?
Yeah.
Oh, that is an outstanding
cake. Oh, the cake, yeah.
Yeah, that recipe, and only one person makes that, and I can't even be in the, I couldn't even tell you the ingredient, because no one's allowed when they make this
cake. Wow, really?
I'm not kidding you.
Well, your story is consistent with what the wait staff said. They said, no, even he doesn't know it.
I don't even know.
Well, Charles, have a great holiday, and thank you very much for the call. All right, Rocco. We're almost out of time. I got an email here from John. Sharing any of the recipes today? Vegan lasagna? Can you share
vegan
that?
Vegan lasagna.
You only have about a minute.
Again, the key ingredient is the bechamel.
Okay.
The vegan bechamel. Again, it's vegan butter. Use a stick of vegan butter, 8 ounces of flour.
Yeah.
Melt the butter. Do the roux with the butter and flour.
Right.
And then get... what's the Spanish coconut milk?
How about just Spanish coconut milk? We're almost out of it.
The real good stuff.
Yeah.
Slowly pour it, make it creamy, layer it, and the noodles, again, semolina flour and olive oil.
Mm. I got to say, it's not exactly like traditional lasagna, but in its own right, it is a fantastic dish.
Oh, it is. It's very light, too.
Yeah, but it's got some density.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a good, hearty meal right
there. Ricotta will tend to fill you up and because of the dairy and the mozzarella and all this. But this is very clean.
Well, Rocco, we are out of time, sir. A Merry Christmas to you and yours.
I didn't even work up a sweat yet.
Well, you know, you can walk home to try, right? That'll work. Hey, we'll see you. I'll be at the shop before Christmas, and we'll stop over. We'll get some pies. Thank you so much for being here. Support comes from Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts. Family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats. Home of New England farm-made sausage. Open 7 days. Pekarskys.com. Field goods, fresh produce, eggs, meat, dairy, small batch creations, and more from local farms and food entrepreneurs delivered to workplace and community locations, field-goods.com. Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, celebrating 20 years, indoors at the Troy Atrium, Saturdays 9 to 2, introducing a new holiday market, Sundays in December 11 to 4, troymarket.org. And Oliva, gourmet olive oils and vinegars, Rhinebeck, Lenox, Stuyvesant Plaza, over 50 flavors of olive oils and balsamic vinegars, customized holiday gifts for work, family, friends, in-store and online, olivaevo.com. Thanks again to Rocco DeFazio for being here. He's got a link to his shop on our website, wamc.org/voxpop. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Barb King took the calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Vox Pop will be back Monday. Have a great weekend.